motorcycle ride begins at the Golden Spike Harley-Davidson in Riverdale. The 200 or so riders will make a circuit that includes some beautiful Wasatch Back scenery, along with an ice cream stop in Evanston, Wyoming. Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter pre-rode the entire course last week.
We'll head up I-84 Weber Canyon over Trapper's Loop. We then ride right across Monte Cristo, and we have an ice cream stop in Evanston. The sheriff's office in Evanston supplies that, and they've done a great job every year. Then we cross to Mirror Lake Highway, through Camas, across Jordanelle Dam, and eventually ending at Billy Blanco's for dinner.
The ride is about 150 miles and takes 6 hours. The Weber County Sheriff, Terry Thompson, and Chief Carpenter organized the fundraiser. Carpenter will ride with the group on Saturday, as well as Christina Sally. She's an investigator with the Summit County Attorney's Office Children's Justice Center. Last year, they raised $7,500.
So people pay $35 for the ride. They get a T-shirt, a pin, a raffle ticket, and it includes the breakfast, ice cream stop, as well as the dinner at Billy Blanco's.
Businesses have donated raffle and auction items, and Carpenter says the generosity allows them to use all the money raised to go towards helping the Summit County and Weber Morgan Children's Justice Centers.
Joe and Heidi Timmons, who owned Harley-Davidson of Park City forever, they also own the Golden Spike Harley-Davidson. They provide all the food down there. Up here, Bill White has been awesome for the last several years. He's picked up the bill for all the food, and his staff has done an excellent job making this a great event for us.
Summit County is building a new justice center, so any money raised will go towards that project. Carpenter says the law enforcement from the various jurisdictions will escort riders as they travel through Weber, Morgan, and Summit counties. Registration for the ride is $35. Go to cjcogden.org. They plan to roll into Billy Blanco's around 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 21st. All are welcome to join for dinner and the auction. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.